Welcome to Jawa Jabber, a Star Wars podcast dedicated to spreading our own little slice of positivity throughout the galaxy. From the prequels to the sequels to every Disney Plus spinoff they want to throw at us, we're here to celebrate any time we get to spend in our favorite galaxy together, and we want you to come along for the ride. I'm David Wren, joined by my bro hosts Dennis, Kyle, and Matt. We invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy our fully armed and operational podcast.
And this is Jawa Jabber.
Star Wars Celebration 2023 is upon us. In literally 1 week's time, Kyle, Matt, and myself will be flying across the pond as thousands of Star Wars fans just like ourselves will descend upon the Excel Center in London, England. That's going to start our episode of Jawa Jabber tonight. Thank you all for tuning in and listening to us. I am Supreme Leader David Wren, and I am joined by my best friends, bro hosts, and travel companions, Matt the Radar Technician.
Hey guys, this is Matt.
And Kai Novi.
Hey there.
How you guys doing tonight? You guys ready? We're going to be on a plane literally 1 week from right now. Like, tonight is Monday, and we will literally in 1 week's time be flying over to London, like, at this very moment.
Today was, like, an ironically huge day, too, because we got our panel nominations today, and didn't all three of us get our badges today in the mail?
Well, yeah, I got mine this weekend.
I was saying you got yours this weekend, but no, I got mine today, and Matt, you got yours today, and of course we got our panel reservation, which we're going to talk about in this episode. So yeah, why don't we get started? Star Wars Celebration 2023 is coming to the Excel Center in London, England, and the three of us, sorry Dennis, are going to be there giving you all the updates, everything you guys possibly need to know. So yeah, tonight we're just going to be talking about Star Wars Celebration. Kyle and Matt, I think it's your fourth, right?
Yep.
Because you guys both did Orlando, yeah. So like, this is my third. This is my first time internationally for any type of convention or anything. I think that's the same for you guys. So we all have our passports, right? Passports are secured.
Yep. Yes, we are. Okay, good. Locked and loaded, ready to go.
Right. We're locked and loaded. All right, good. That's good because we need our passports. We need our Star Wars shirts. We need our badges. We need to activate our badges in the official app. So, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the proceedings for like the day. So like we show up to the convention. You have your day badges that are already, they're already activated because there's an official Star Wars Celebration app that we can use. I know I was going through that app today, just kind of looking at different panels that they have and like, you know, kind of marking down things that I think that I'm going to want to do. Of course, when you get there, it's a whole nother story because there's so much stuff going on and whatever. But I mean, it does have panel schedules. It has like an explore button that lists all the guests that are coming. It talks to you about cosplay. It talks to you about the official pin trading program. It's got the thing for the kids. So, I mean, this app is really handy dandy. I remember in Chicago, the app, which was, of course, my first celebration, like the app didn't work very well.
In Anaheim, I made that website for us. I feel like I used that more than I ever used.
I was going to say, I used that more than, you just did. And you just did that on your Excel sheet, right, Kyle? Like you just kind of made.
No, I made like an actual domain for us. It was like.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was an actual website I made.
Oh, that's awesome.
I kept all of our stuff on. So I don't know if I'm going to do that again this year or not, since we'll all be together and don't really, like our panels are linked and stuff like that. So we'll see.
Yeah, because last year we had a lot of different stuff, right? Like Dennis and I had some things going on. Matt, I know you kind of decided at the last minute to come, or at least
as much
last minute as you can.
Yeah, and I ended up having so much stuff going on. I'll be honest, I don't even think I ever looked at the website, Kyle. I mean, it was probably pretty sweet, but I was just so packed with everything I was trying to fit in. Same with Celebration or with Chicago. I don't think I used the official app barely at all in Chicago or Anaheim. I keep a list of everything I want to do. Like, I know I put all the panels that I want to see, I mark those in the app, but both times I didn't make it to probably like 90% of them.
Yeah, I think the reminders in the app help a lot. There's a feature where you set like a 15 or 30 minute reminder. That comes in clutch because there's one time I was leaving a photo op. I was like, oh man, what am I going to do? And then I was like, oh crap, the Attack of the Clones panel's in 15 minutes. I got to run over there.
Right. So exactly. So those notifications do help.
And I made sure to turn those on this time. So hopefully that'll like help remind me of some right. apps that, you know, like, you know, not like the major ones. Obviously, you know what time those are. You're not going to forget. But like, you know, some of the, I don't know, maybe the mid-range ones that I think I might want to see that end up being kind of cool that I've missed in the past. I'm hoping to maybe find right. time to see some of those this year.
Well, and like, I also like this year with the schedules on here. Not only do they have the panels, but for every day other than Friday, they have like the live stage times, like the celebration, like what celebrities are going to be at what time. Like Hayden Christensen is going to be at noon on Saturday at the celebration live stage. And then like Anthony Daniels is like at 5:15 that day. You know what I mean? So like you can mark who you like and then you can try and go there to see them, because that's kind of cool. Like in the years past, it's always been kind of random.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty cool feature addition that they gave us this time, because like you said before, it was always random, so it was always kind of a crapshoot on when people it would be after the panel. They like if they were in a panel, they might come out to the live stage not long after that you kind of knew, but there would always be times where like, you know, Ewan McGregor would come out and Hayden would come out on the stage at Anaheim. And then all of a sudden everybody starts screaming and it's a mad sprint to the live stage because everybody, you know, a lot of people realize they're there. Whereas this time it'll be planned a little bit more ahead of time. It'll be kind of nice.
Yeah, they left Friday as a surprise.
Friday totally open. Yeah. So and they even officially said that they intentionally left the schedule clear Friday for surprises. So it'll be cool to see what they do with it.
Friday, I book it. Harrison Ford, Mads Mikkelsen, and what is her name in the new Indiana
Phoebe Waller-Bridge?
Yes, Phoebe.
Okay.
How much you want to bet those three are on stage?
I would. All
right, well, we'll be there, so we'll be able to report back.
I think there could be a good chance. I mean, it's their last real moment to push the indie marketing pretty hard, you know, venue like that. So
non-Star Wars. This is the last non-Star Wars Lucasfilm project
for quite a while.
Did
at least
you see that article the other day? Like they want to focus completely on Star Wars, which I mean,
yeah, Willow season 2 is canceled. The Indiana Jones series that was rumored is on hold or possibly canceled,
which I'm kind of bummed about, because I remember like the old Indiana Jones series, like the Young Indiana Jones Adventures or whatever, like from the late 80s or the early 90s, whenever that was, like, and I remember liking that show. Like it didn't last long, but I thought it was kind of cool.
I mean, they're missing out on a short round show with Key's popularity right now. And
yes,
and
his
acting chops. I mean, they're missing out big time.
Definitely. Yeah. Why can't they do that? Come on, Kathleen Kennedy, listen to us. Like we will tell you what to do.
I think a lot of it is
and
just
no,
like,
I won't pressure you too much for a Ben Solo movie. I promise. Like, I'll keep it in check.
I think a lot of it is just the financial hardship that Disney is in right now, you know, with all the, with the way the economy is and how much money they pumped into the streaming service. And then now, you know, with inflation, times are getting tight. I think you're naturally going to see a lot of studios kind of rein stuff in for a little while. But I mean, that's my take on it. But as we kind of go off on a tangent,
I think that's a very smart take on it, and I think you're 100% correct. It's a shame because, you know, shows like Willow and, you know, that Indiana Jones or our short round series that we want, like, you know, I think they suffer in times like these, and unfortunately, that's the time that we're living in right now. But, you know, what we're not going to suffer is with things to do while we were at Celebration, because the fun part is you walk into the center, whether it's in Anaheim, whether it's in Chicago, whether it's in Orlando, not that I've been there yet. Hey, I'll see a different side of Orlando finally, and it won't be all Disneyfied. But, you know, you walk in and there's just wall to wall, whether it's vendors or art or cosplay or this or like a stage over there or a huge Lego set over here or a way down there is like a setup that they're building a diorama thing of the Scarif base, and like it's just wall to wall, like it's so overwhelming. I remember in Chicago just walking in the first day, and I was by myself, and I was just like, what did I sign up for? Like, this is the craziest thing in the entire world. And I love every second of it, but I'm also terrified. Like, it was, I don't know, it was very overwhelming for me, my first step into a celebration. And obviously, Anaheim, not only did I have you guys, but, like, you know, I had one under my belt, so it felt a little better. And then, like, this time, I think it'll just be, you know, it's like anything else. The more you do it, the more you get used to it, the more, you know, the more fun it becomes. But I mean, we definitely don't lack for things to do.
And if you're a first timer, don't stress out about doing everything, because it's impossible. And whatever panel you're super excited for that you couldn't get into for whatever reason, there will be one coming up that's even more exciting. Like, I remember with the showcase, I was like, man, I have to get into this. I have to hear about Kenobi, even though it comes out in a day. And my anticipation for Ahsoka far outweighs, like my angst then about getting into the Kenobi panel. I mean, not even close.
Yeah, and I have to say, like, with Orlando, you know, when I was watching, I remember watching the 40th anniversary panel online at home, and I was like, yeah. I was so, like, bummed that I missed it. But I had no idea, you know, I was just starting to get into Celebration. I was only going on Saturday, right. So, like, I had no idea that panel, you know, would be anything like that, like anything epic like that. So I remember just being so bummed, but also it had me so excited for going that Saturday. So I remember for Chicago, I was like, I really want to try to get into the big panels, you know, like I wanted to so bad. And then I did not win the Celebration stage for the Rise of Skywalker. I did get the Twin Sun stage. So I did, you know, I still got the side streaming room, which was still, it was an incredible experience and feeling. And I loved it, but, like, you know, nothing. And then I, you know, I didn't know if I would see another panel that would be cooler. And then we got to Anaheim, and being able to be at the showcase panel on the Celebration stage was unlike anything, you know, it blew my mind, like, more than made up for missing the 40th anniversary panel, because I got to see Harrison Ford and John Williams on stage. And, you know, there could always be another panel that blows that one out of the water that hopefully, like you say, like the Ahsoka panel, I think we're all pretty excited about. So,
or the 20th definitely. Anniversary of Revenge of the Sith in 2025.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is going to be the panel to end all panels, because we are such prequel lovers, and it just, oh, that's going to be, but that's the next Celebration. Let's talk about,
I was going to say, is this where we tell everybody that we got into the Ahsoka panel?
Oh yeah. Okay. So what I was going to say was, there for people that don't really know what's going on, or, you know, if your first years like I was back in Chicago. So there are three main stages for these, what they call panels. Okay. There is the Celebration stage, which is like the main one where, like, the biggest panels are and stuff like that. And then there's the Galaxy stage and the Twin Suns stage, which those are the two stages. They're, you know, they hold less amount of people, but they live stream the big panels from the Celebration stage to those other two stages. So, like, if you don't win your lottery ticket to go to the Celebration stage, maybe you won for Twin Suns or Galaxy. Like, we were on the Galaxy stage for the Mando Plus panel on Saturday of Anaheim. And I know we talked about this in the other episode, but, like, it felt like we were at the main panel. Like, yes, it was smaller and whatever, but it just, I don't know, like, the energy in the room. And, like, I remember we were all, like, clapping, like, they could hear us and they couldn't. And, like, you know, it's kind of like when I'm watching it at home. But, like, you just, I don't know, like, the energy, it's worth it trying to get into those other, like, you know, streaming panel rooms. It's totally worth it. Like, I don't think you should be bummed out if you don't get into the Celebration stage. You know, obviously that's where everybody wants to be, but just logistically speaking, you know, there's only X amount of seats and there's all these thousands of people going. So realistically, you're not going to always get into the Celebration stage, but there are ways to still enjoy these panels outside of just being in, like, what they call the room where it happens. You know what I mean? Like, did I describe that pretty correctly? Would you guys say?
Perfectly.
Yeah, because I think the the other two stages, like you say, like you are in pretty much in vibe with what's going on at the celebration stage, and you're still sitting with a few thousand people. So it's still really the same feeling. But I will note, right, it's gotten like way more.
And like during the closing ceremonies, they always like, they've got like a representative in those other two stages, and they kind of throw the camera over there, and you know what I mean? So like they try and include the other two stages also. And I mean, but I remember in Chicago, I was at the celebration live stage with Andy and Anthony for the Rise of Skywalker panel. And I sat there and it was I stood there and it was shoulder to shoulder people. And like, but you could hear a pin drop. Like everyone was so quiet and so like they were just taking in every word, and it was cool. Like it didn't feel like I was in the room, but like it at least felt like it was a different kind of energy. And it's kind of a shame that they're not going to continue doing that. But I think some of the panels will still be streamed at the live celebration stage, but just not like the main ones.
Yeah, I think some of the other ones definitely will, but I think part of the reason why they're doing this is because of, for example, at the Mando Plus trailer or panel in Anaheim, we got the snip, like the small little reel of Ahsoka at the end, and Ahsoka was only like 2 weeks into shooting, and that's something they don't really probably want to leak online everywhere. Like that was something they really
kind of did for us.
So the fact that they're not live streaming the panels again kind of makes you, like, you know, to the general public, kind of makes you wonder if they're not going to possibly throw some more like little teasers to stuff at us that they don't want to spread everywhere online, and they can control it way more just, you know, streaming it just to those three stages.
I think with the showcase, we'll definitely see a skeleton crew teaser, and then what do you call it? Like a sizzle reel of Acolyte, if I had to guess, because they're filming it over there too, so that it has to have a presence at the show. I wouldn't be surprised if Acolyte is the poster for the showcase panel if we get one.
I think we'd honestly be more likely.
Coming first, right?
No, Skeleton Crew is coming first.
Skeleton Crew is first. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I thought Acolyte was first. Other than the panels, I mean, there's millions of things to do. And one of the things I know, Matt, you're really big into is like the autograph collecting and meeting your favorite celebrities and getting them to sign an autograph. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the biggest like things to do at Celebration, obviously, is to get autographs and photo ops. And I've really done more of the autographs than photo ops in my for celebrations, but it's definitely kind of evolved and changed a ton over time, because I know like the old celebrations, I've heard and read a lot about how you know, it used to be you could buy like autograph tickets for like $5, and a certain guest might cost like three tickets or two tickets. Like it used, you know, the first two or three celebrations were crazy cheap for how much it cost to meet a lot of the guests. And, you know, now it's evolved to where it's gotten way more expensive, and some of the tickets, you know, sell out online beforehand. And so you've kind of got to do a lot more planning. I know like Orlando, you know, was my first convention, my first foray at it. And I got an autograph for Mark because I really wanted to meet Mark Hamill. And I had no idea what to expect going into it. I didn't know what I wanted. I just knew and heard they, you know, provided a photo there for you. So, you know, you spend all this money and then you get there, and if you don't really know what you're doing, you go up to the table and you got to select through a stack of you know, really maybe a small selection of photos, maybe like 6 to 8 photos, and you're really kind of put on the spot, and it's really kind of can be hard to choose, and you might not even really be happy with the selection. So I kind of learned from experience from that convention, and then as I've gone on, that, you know, it's helpful to plan ahead of time for stuff to get what you want signed. You know, I kind of like, if you want bigger size photos, because they, you know, at Celebration they are only having 8x10 photos on the table, and personally I like to get bigger photos signed, so a lot of times I'll print off bigger photos or try to procure bigger photos ahead of time, because like now currently there's no official photo license holder for Star Wars, so there's no like official licensed company printing photos. So a lot of autograph seekers will try to get the old official picks photos, or even some of the old some of the Topps photos from a few years ago, just because they kind of like the licensed photos. But one thing I kind of planned ahead of time with this, because I know Ahsoka was going to be such a huge part of Celebration, and I had such a wonderful time meeting Rosario last fall at, it would have been C2E2 in Chicago, with Lincoln, and she had my son, and she had, you know, been so gracious with him and showed him, like, made him feel so special. And I really enjoyed my interaction with her too. So I thought I would get some original artwork made by a local artist. It was an idea that I had, when I'm really excited to hopefully share with everybody eventually after I get it signed. But, you know, part of the reason why I wanted to do that too is, you know, if you think about it with the actors, they see the same photos time after time, you know, they're signing the same photos every convention, or, you know, and it probably gets kind of just, you know, I don't want to say boring, but, you know, like repetitive, and they get asked the same questions, you know, a lot of times. So I think it is kind of cool to try to do something unique. So they, you know, so when I plop this artwork down in front of her, hopefully she's going to see it and just be blown away. And, you know, that can kind of help make the interaction when you get to meet them better too. So that's just one little thing I've got up my sleeve. And then, of course, you know, it helps to be prepared with like pen colors and pen types. So like with this art, I got a scrap of the paper and I tested different pens, like paint pens, and to see what was going to come out best on it. Because I didn't want to, you know, go through all this trouble, then have her set it down in front of her and sign it with a marker that didn't adhere to the paper, or, you know, just didn't turn out right. So there's a lot of things she can do to kind of prepare ahead of time. Like the more you thought you put into it, I think the better off you'll be and things will turn out.
And you did decide on the black paint pen, right?
Not going with the black paint pen.
But Samantha's going to be very upset if you don't get the black paint pen. Remember, that's her favorite to sign with.
For something that I want Samantha to sign, I am going to ask her for the black paint pen. So it's going to get thrown out there.
I know. I'm just teasing you, because that's an in-joke back to Anaheim. Yeah, no, thanks, Matt. I think that's really helpful for, like, someone like me who doesn't collect autographs, and I'll be getting my first autograph this time. So I know I'm trusting you with which pen to use and all that kind of stuff. So, I'm really excited, because I'm going to get an autograph from Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor. So...
And I think it's a pretty cool photo that they're offering. It's the exclusive photo. So we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to turn out really good for you. And I'm happy to be there to help you.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. And then you're getting a similar one anyway, right?
Yeah, I'm getting the same exact photo. Yeah.
Right. Now, I wonder, are we going to use the same pens?
I would probably suggest you get the same pen I do, like, because I'm gonna try to use what I think is the best pen. But I think the thing I want to definitely ask for, and I don't know if you will, but it depends on how busy, this is the other thing, you know, it all depends on how busy their line is, how fast it's moving. Because like Ewan at Anaheim was only doing his signature, and it's not really the nicest signature, but he wasn't signing Obi-Wan Kenobi at all, you know, because they were pushing everybody through so fast because his line was so long. So I'm kind of hoping, because his two more recent conventions since, he was slowing, I think probably on his own, making things slow down just a little bit so he could write Obi-Wan Kenobi. So I'm really kind of hoping, because of, you know, these prints, that maybe they'll let us, I mean, I'm going to ask, because the worst you're going to get told is no, but I'm definitely going to ask them.
And I'm asking too, because you told me to make sure that I ask.
Do you want Anakin to put Darth Vader? Or I mean, do you want Hayden to put Darth Vader, or do you want him to put Anakin Skywalker?
See, since Anakin's my favorite, I feel right. Like, I know, like, I kind of,
because the print has Vader on it, but
I know, but
man, that's tough.
Okay, my gut is telling me Anakin Skywalker, just because that's what my gut is saying.
See, I was debating that too.
In a perfect world, he could write Anakin Skywalker slash Darth Vader. Like, that would be a perfect world, but that's taking up way too much time.
Yeah, I'm guessing we'll be lucky if we get one or the other. So I was just going to try to pick one and hope for the best. But I was personally going to lean towards Darth Vader just because...
I'm leaning toward Anakin Skywalker. I'm gonna stick with my gut.
See, I would if I were you. I think for me, I have something else of him that I have Anakin Skywalker on. So I kind of, because he is wearing, you know, the Darth Vader costume in this, I think I'll stick with Darth Vader if we are lucky enough to get it. Crossing my fingers.
Right. I mean, yeah, these are all, you know, these are all what ifs, which is a huge part of Celebration. Like, you have to, one of the other things with Celebration, you have to be willing to, you know, as we jokingly say, be open to the Force. But like, you really have to keep your eyes open. You have to be aware of your surroundings. You have to see kind of what's going on around you, and you have to go with the flow. Like, because sometimes you can end up at series premieres that you weren't maybe necessarily supposed to get into, just, you know, by sheer luck and will of the Force. And you know, they knew that we were going to have a famous podcast in a year, so they wanted to give us tickets to the premiere. Kyle,
I mean, I met JJ Abrams. Like,
that's
Celebration
true.
Can
I
hold
mean,
anything.
You met JJ Abrams.
I was in Sam Witwer's line.
Oh, you were in Sam
stage,
Witwer's line. Okay, yeah.
And then
right.
He was late. Yes. He's doing some. I think he's doing photo ops. And I saw security guards with JJ. I was like, man, I'm just going to dip out of line and see what happens. And I met JJ Abrams, got a selfie. It was like one of two people, I think, to get a selfie when he walked through there. So you
saw him and then you sprinted over. That's.
Yeah. I ducked under, like, I hand my backpack to somebody. I ducked under like two of those like security tape things. They'll hold the lines together. And then like, did a spin move around a security guard. I was like, JJ, huge fan. Can I please have a picture?
Well, I love it. You guys know. You
gotta be quick. You gotta be quick. I sprinted.
you guys know if I disappear, that means Hayden is somewhere around us, and I went for it. I'm just throwing that out there. If for some reason I disappear suddenly, it's because I saw Hayden somewhere, and I'm going for it. And you know, I'm just because I need my chosen one selfie. I need it. It has to happen.
There's something about a selfie that's so personal that.
Well, I know it's
just
right. It really does. Like, I love my photo op with him. From Chicago, you know, I was so geeked out to meet him. I did my cosplay and, you know, he complimented my cosplay, which he didn't have to do, but he did. And it made me smile and it was great and it was incredible. And I was so happy to meet him. But you're right, Kyle, there's something more personal about a selfie. And it just, I don't know, like, I don't know. I just, yeah, I want my Anakin Skywalker selfie. It's just, it's what I want. So Kyle, speaking of selfies and photo ops, why don't you talk to us about, because I would say you've done the most photo ops out of all of us, even just at Anaheim probably, but like I think in general too. Like, why don't you talk about one of the other big draws at Celebration, which are these photo ops with the celebrities and like how they differ from autographs?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference is one's a picture, one's a signature. But you get a little more time in an autograph usually. I think the exception would be Ewan last year during Anaheim, because we all got those little OPX tickets that had Ewan's name on them. But again, that is very atypical for a convention, even Celebration, because Ewan was at Celebrity Fan Fest a month and a half later and was doing personalization. He was at a convention in Scotland after that. Like, he did personalization at every other convention. But photo ops are quick, man. You get less, I'd probably say 4 or 5 seconds total with somebody. For me personally, I always just like to say thank you so much for all of your work. I'm a huge fan. Or something more personal if I'm really a huge fan of the actor. Like, for example, Brie Larson, I had more than a couple words with her, and it was a really sweet interaction. But I think celebrities just appreciate you saying like, oh my God, like not saying, oh my God, Anakin, I'm so excited to meet you. It's like, no, Hayden, thank you for your work. I really appreciate you as a creator and an artist. And then you take that picture and that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. I made sure that I said Hayden, not Anakin.
Yeah.
You know, like, definitely.
Exactly.
Because
that's what you want to do.
Yeah. And like, but, I know my thing with Hayden was a little bit different because I don't even know if you guys know this story, but the girl in front of me who was taking the picture in front of me, the camera actually broke while they were taking the picture. So like we had an extra like minute and a half where like we were in like the same kind of area because I was like up on deck. And like she was like, "Oh my god, my picture got ruined." And you know, he's like, "No, no, no, it's okay." He's like hugging her and like trying to make her feel better. It was like it was adorable. Like it was really cute. And but like it was just like an extra minute or so with Hayden. So like that was really cool.
I was gonna say that camera breaking was like the best thing that happened to that girl.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He was so, and it was the day after the Kenobi premiere, but he was so like happy and he was like, "Hey guys, what's going on?" Like you know, like even though it was so quick, like he was just so cool and like open and like shaking hands and hugging and like it was just, I don't know, it was just awesome. It was, I don't know, it was really cool. I know it was quick, but like it was worth it. It was so, it was awesome. But like you said, when they're just as nice in person as you want them to be, it's just it makes it so much better.
Yeah, and again, I mean, most of my photo ops I think are for group one, but I'm never in a rush to be the first person because chances are the celebrity like just woke up, most likely you've only had one cup of coffee so far, you know what I mean? You never really want to be the first person. That's just my personal advice, but
I would agree because I think they get more comfortable the more they get into it, you know, like the more friendly people they take photos with, the more comfortable they're going to be because they're human too. Like they're going to be, they might be a little nervous taking photos with thousands, hundreds of people. Like, you know, how do I look? Like, are these people going to be nice? Are they going to be like creepy? You know, like you got to think about all the things they're probably going through their head.
I was just
going
to say, I mean, I've probably done like 75 or 100 photo ops, I think at this point. Just rehearse what you're going to say ahead of time. Don't like fumble over your words. And I'm somebody who talks notoriously fast, but I always rehearse what I'm going to say ahead of time because you have a few seconds to make the most of it. Mm-hmm. And don't be a creep. Like, also make sure you wear deodorant, brush your hair. Don't look like a slob. I'm sorry. Like, it's just convention hygiene 101. Bring
that
deodorant.
Is convention hygiene 101, especially in a post-COVID world.
Exactly. Yeah.
Post-COVID world. Use like, Hannah's, you know. You should
use hand sanitizer before and after you shake their hands because they've met hundreds of people at that point. And God, I could tell you stories. Like when I was at Ace Comic Con, I met Taron Egerton, and like 10 people after me, somebody sneezed on him. Like I would not want to be the photo op with him after somebody just sneezed on him.
Definitely not. What you said is spot on though, like about you know, like all those things you can do to kind of help yourself make the photo op better. But I think a lot of it is truly, you get what you put into it. So if you like don't say anything, you walk up and you're just, you know, you don't try to shake their hand, like that's the kind of photo you're going to get is possibly like an awkward photo. But if you walk up and you, you know, you smile, you're happy, you're excited to see them, you shake, you know, you offer to shake their hand, you know, most of them are probably going to shake your hand back, and you can kind of see what they do with the people ahead of you too, because you're going to see three or four people go ahead of you.
Right.
You know, you offer your hand and you can tell too, like by their body language, like are they going to give you the half hug or the hug, like even a full hug once in a while, like you never, you know, just be open to whatever, don't force it, but be open to it. And you're going to get like a good photo with them because you're both going to have like a good interaction with each other.
Females, the female guests, don't be a creep, man. Again, same thing at Ace Comic Con, somebody grabbed Brie Larson inappropriately. And I met her hours before that, but man, I'm telling you, the pictures before and after, first of all, poor her, like, how you're doing this for the fans and then somebody does that to you is just wildly inappropriate and irresponsible. I mean, the guy got kicked out, thank God, but the difference in the pictures between the morning and after that happened, radically different. And the way the security treated the men in the crowd, they were going up to meet her.
Sure.
I mean, it's... You feel awful for celebrities to go through that kind of stuff.
Well, and it's a shame. Like, do you really want to be known as that person who, like, touched Brie Larson inappropriately and then ruined the convention for everybody else? Like, no, like that. Like, if I was responsible for making Hayden Christensen feel, like, you know, upset or something, I don't know what I would do with myself. Like, because he is one of my favorite actors, you know? Like, I would be beside myself. I wouldn't know what to do.
Praying that nothing like that happens in London, because I really hope, I mean, I've only got one photo op right now that I'm getting, but you know, for the rest of you guys and whoever else, like, I really hope they go pretty smooth. It looks like it's a pretty like not too cramped schedule, so I think that'll be a nice thing for people.
The only thing with us, Matt, we have that Denise Go photo op, and
that's a shame, but I understand, like, you know, obviously you want to go to the panel and stuff. Like, it's a shame that they can't just move that photo op. I don't know. Like, I know they have.
Yeah, I'm guessing she has a lot of autographs.
Right, probably. I mean, she is one of the newer actresses, so.
And she's only there Saturday, too.
Not a lot of people have her. And she's only there Saturday, yeah. So that's, you know, that's an issue, too.
Yeah. So she might have other, you know, stuff she has to do, too, while she's there for Lucasfilm, you know. Like, they don't just do photos and autographs. They do interviews. They do promotional stuff. So there's, like, you know, a full plate and day for them, pretty much, of work. So that's the other thing people need to realize, too, is, you know, the times that they're not at the autograph table or doing photo ops doesn't mean they're not necessarily doing anything. Like, they're probably pretty much on the go doing stuff for most of that day. So they're probably pretty exhausted by the end of that day, I would imagine.
Yeah. And we can't be the only ones. Again, it's Celebration. Things can change on the day, but we can't be the only people who have a photo op with her and also want to go to the Ahsoka panel.
I don't think she's going to be, like, in Ahsoka or anything, but, like, I remember in Anaheim, Dennis was all upset because we went to the Attack of the Clones panel, and he kept saying he was going to have to leave because he had his Ashley Eckstein photo op that he forgot about later on in our Celebration episode, but that's another story. I don't know how you forget about that, but anyway, he was all upset because he was going to have to leave the panel to go to his Ashley Eckstein photo op, but then Ashley Eckstein was the host of the panel. So, like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, she comes out, and I looked right at him. I said, well, I guess you're not leaving early, buddy, because guess what? There's no way you can go to a photo op if she's standing right here in front of us. And he's like, all right, I can stay for the whole panel.
And those scheduling things happen sometimes, too. Like, you know, I think they do a pretty good job with the overall scheduling, but when you're trying to manage, like, 40 guests and, you know, tons of panels and then autographs, and then the live stage interviews they do, like, there's probably going to be some conflict that gets, you know, overlooked. So, you know, you just kind of got to roll with it, and it all works out.
Right. And that's what we were saying before. Like, you know, just kind of be open, have your eyes open, have your ears open, you know, just kind of go with the flow of everything. We've said before, you get what you put into it. You know what I mean? So, like, if you're going to put all this negative energy, like, oh, I didn't get this panel, I didn't do this, I didn't, you know, this guest isn't here, you know, why is Mark Hamill not at this celebration? Oh, why am I even going? You know, like, if you're going to be like that, then yes, it's going to be a not enjoyable time for you.
Yeah. After going to four celebrations, I would say it's 100% what the attitude you have going into it and what you put into it.
And, you know, maybe a friend or two that you meet along the way, you know, that might have a little bit something to do with it.
I mean, I met you guys through Celebration, and I have at least five friends I'm meeting up with in London that I've also met through Celebration. Like, I'm closer to you guys than I am with people that I've gone to school with or lived in the same town as, which is just the beauty of this convention and how it just brings everybody together.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah, I'm closer with you guys than people I've known my whole life. But, you know, yeah, it'd be great to meet up with more people and, you know, whatever, but you guys are my Celebration crew, you know, and it's wonderful and it's fantastic. And Matt, what were you going to say, buddy?
Just that, like, with the friends thing, you know, if you have that attitude going into it, that this sucks because Mark Hamill's not going to be there, and that's all you do is complain about stuff while you're in line or while you're there, then, like, it's probably going to be harder for you to really make meaningful friendships and relationships, you know. But you go in happy and wanting to enjoy it and share the love with everybody else that's there, like, you're bound to meet people in line or in line or online in the Celebration group or in a lot of the other, like, collecting groups. You know, like, I going into Celebration, I never imagined I was going to make the friends that I have, but I wouldn't change it for the world. And now we're all going to London together to celebrate. Doesn't get any better than that.
No. Exactly. And, like, I'll fully admit, I was not like when they announced London 2023, I was like, all right, I'll set this one out and I'll just go the next one stateside. And Matt, it was you and Kyle who were like, well, no, dude, we're going to go. Come on. Why don't you go? And I'm like, all right, twist my arm. You know, like
it took all of like 2 hours of convincing.
not even, dude. I was going to say 2 minutes. I was like, nah, I'm not going to go. And you guys were like, no, come on, I'm going to go. And I'm like, all right, fine. Like I don't think I even gave it 2 hours. I was like, okay. And it was funny because when I got home and I got back to work and stuff, I was saying how the next one's in London. And they're like, oh, you're going to go to London. And I'm like, well, no, like I'm going to. And they're like, what? Why not? Why wouldn't you go? Like, you've got friends going. Why wouldn't you? You know, so no, I'm excited and I'm excited to share it with you guys. But like, so outside of the convention, another way our listeners that are going or want to go to a future celebration can meet people. There are so many after hours events, whether it's just hanging out at your hotel bar or, you know, there's different fan group sanctioned parties and, you know, trips along the River Thames that we're going to go on Saturday night, you know, like there's all sorts of stuff that, you know, like, again, as a first timer, you might not know what's going on, but like Facebook is a great tool for that. Like there's a bunch of different celebration focused Facebook groups. I mean, there's even some for like single people that are going like, hey, I'm going to Celebration, but I'm going by myself. Like, you know, can I meet up with some like-minded people? Like, I like the sequel trilogy, you know, I don't want to be with someone who hates the sequels, you know, like whatever. Like there's all sorts of different, you know, groups. And I mean, that's how I initially met you guys. Like, you know, before we met up in person, I mean, it was definitely online.
Yeah, I got to say the Facebook groups, like just and social media overall has been a godsend in terms of celebration and even just all my interests tied to it. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's might have been how I even found out about the first one I attended. But, you know, it's where like you definitely gain a lot of your experience and knowledge of the tips and tricks by going to Celebration and other conventions. But you can also gain a ton just by paying attention in the groups. You know, and that's how you learn about all the after parties, like you said, you learn about all the little things going on. And, you know, without it, I feel like without the Facebook groups and social media, I think I'd feel pretty blind about a lot of the stuff going in. So I can't stress enough how important it is to like, at least get in and pay attention, if not get involved heavily, because like you said, that's how we all met. And it's a great way to meet people.
If some of our listeners, if you guys are like intimidated by these Facebook groups that have thousands and thousands of people in them, well, guess what? Our Facebook group only has about 600 to 700 people in it. Why don't you make a post on our page and be like, hey, you know, the three of us are going to Celebration. Like, we'll respond to you. You know, we'll say, hey, yep. we'll take a selfie with you on the con floor, you know, like post it and hashtag Jabba Jabber, you know, like we're going to be the best podcast ever. So, you know, like, you know, reach out to us. I mean, it's how the four of us, including Dennis, initially got together. I remember Dennis and I met because it was a Kylo Ren post and we both liked Kylo Ren. Kyle, I don't really remember me and you. Like, I know we met up in Chicago and I had seen you in the Facebook group. I don't really remember you. Matt, I know I had seen posts of yours in the group because you had that Luke Skywalker cosplay. And then we were messaging about Hayden and you showed me the picture of like Lincoln and Hayden and all that stuff. So like, you know, like that's how we had met. But like, yeah, I mean, Dennis and I, it was over a Kylo Ren picture. And then, you know, and the three of you guys are my best friends. So, you know, the craziest things can happen. You just have to, like I said, be open to it. You just have to be open to it.
Speaking of the show floor, check out as many booths as you can. It takes hours to get through all of them.
Oh, definitely.
But keep your eyes peeled on the show floor because it's a great opportunity to meet some guests who go undercover and just sure. want to get a feel for the con. I mean, Dave Filoni is known for perusing the show floor, and Joel Aaron, who's the director of lighting and VFX for Lucasfilm Animation, he is on the show floor. He was taking portraits last year, I think. I didn't get the chance to meet him, but I met Vanessa Marshall on the show floor. A lot of the guests do that when they get the chance. So
Kathleen Kennedy.
Yep.
Always goes on the show floor. Yeah. I know. Yeah. My goal this year, other than Hayden, you know, that's like my ultimate life goal, but like, I would love to meet Doug Chang on the con floor, because I have seen so many people take selfies with him and like, they see him on the con floor and whatever. And like, I'm just hoping, like, cause he's one of my favorites. You know, I think I was at his panel in Chicago. I have it bookmarked for, I think it's on Monday. He has a panel, in London I would like to go to. I think they talk about Kenobi and Mandalorian, so that's even better. Because his N1 Starfighter, which is one of my favorite ships, is now a major part of the Mandalorian. Woohoo. Gotta love it. But yeah, no, he's definitely on my celebration wish list. I know last year in Anaheim, the two that I wanted to meet actually happened. Anthony Carboni was at the hotel bar, and Andy Gutierrez was in the elevator. And I got to meet her thanks to Matt, because Matt helped point out who it was, because I wasn't paying attention and I didn't realize who it was. So again, even in an elevator, keep your eyes open, because you never know who you might be staying at the same hotel at.
For a change, actually realize that one, because I usually have the same problem where I could probably walk by somebody and it wouldn't even, you know, wouldn't hit me until I probably got 100 yards away, and then wait, was that such so-and-so? And then by then it's too late. So it's kind of funny that I actually realized that one and was able to point it out to you before, while we still had enough time to like talk to her.
Matt, I was telling this to Kyle the other day, and Kyle, you're gonna laugh, but you still, like, I don't even know if you remember that one morning that me and you were like, we got up early and we went to, like, we walked right past Dave Filoni, like, and you were like, no, that's just some guy like cosplaying as Dave Filoni. And then like later on, later on in the day, he showed up at a panel and he had the same exact, it was like the black wolf shirt and the black cowboy hat. And I was like, yeah, we totally walked past him like earlier in the morning.
Yeah, but that's my goal for this year, is to meet Dave Filoni. So we'll see.
Yeah, I should have said Dave Filoni instead of Doug Chang, but I feel like Doug Chang's a little more reachable.
Realistic.
Oh, and I got to swing by and see Clayton Sandell. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he's an ABC newscaster, and I follow him on Instagram and stuff, and he's going to be there. He actually is doing a panel about something, but nice. I've followed him for years. I don't think he was at Anaheim, but I think he was at Chicago. But yeah, he's going to be there, and I think he's doing a panel. He's another one that I want to meet, because he seems really cool. And he's, you know, like, he's like a newscaster, but he's like us, he's just like a fan, you know. So like,
that's awesome.
And that's really the cool part with all these people, like, you know, they're fans of the franchise just like us. So
kind of like Stephen Colbert, you know, when he flew in on his X-wing to Rise of Skywalker panel in Chicago.
Well, he pulls up, I was lucky enough to, I was actually on the news, the local Chicago news.
Yes, you were, because I saw you on the news.
Yeah. But Stephen Colbert pulls up, and he's like, who here thinks they've been a Star Wars fan for the longest? Like, everyone raises their hands, because we've all been fans since the day we were born. He goes, well, actually, I've been a Star Wars fan longer than any of you. And I guess when he was a kid, he won some kind of contest where he got to see Star Wars early in theaters, or he knew somebody who was an usher or something. So he saw Star Wars, like, 2 weeks early.
Wow.
I think, yeah. I have heard that story somewhere.
Total ass.
But I was just going to say, that's like my one of my goals, I think, for this celebration, is to try to be more aware of everything. Like, people walking by, to try to, you know, spot some of the people that I'm sure I could have met or taken pictures with that I've met or that I've missed in past years, just because sometimes I have my head in the clouds or I start looking at other stuff, you know, because there really is just so much to take in and look at. But I want to try to be more aware of, like, all the people around, I think.
Definitely. I mean, that's definitely a goal of mine, too. I definitely have the least amount of photo ops / autographs this time. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to taking it all in. And, like I said, being open to the experience, maybe meeting some of our listeners. Are you guys going to Celebration? Like, let us know. Like, we want to say hi. Like, come... come take a selfie with us. It'd be cool. You know, we'll post it on our Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, you know, like you'll be our number one fan. Well, our number two fan, because Samantha is our number one fan. So,
and I'm sure I'll have a beer in hand for part of it. So anybody can come join me for a beer.
I was going to say, if any of our listeners, especially our single lady listeners, want to buy Matt, the radar technician, a beer at the bar, he would be more than happy to oblige.
And I'll return the favor, of course.
And he'll return the favor because it's that, you know, Michigan charm of his, you know, like.
One last thing.
Like I said, we're definitely going to do more episodes in London. Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say one last thing. You kind of briefly mentioned a couple times, but one thing I'm excited about is our good friend Samantha Aline being an official signing guest, one of the 40 official signing guests, alongside Ewan and Hayden. Absolutely. And Anthony Daniels and a lot of the other stars. So it'll be really
and Rosario fun. Dawson
and Rosario. So I think it'll be pretty fun and exciting to see her in her big moment along behind her table along that same wall that they'll all be at. I'm pretty excited to see how it goes for her.
I was going to say, and we may or may not get to sit with her a little bit, right? Like, aren't we going to do that one of the days too? I'm looking forward to that. I think that's going to be fun.
If she needs a bodyguard, we're definitely her guys to do it.
I know. I'm the bodyguard. You're the arm candy. I'm the bodyguard.
Oh, whatever.
No, it's that smile of yours. You're just the eye candy. And you get to take all the pictures. You get to, like, have you guys seen the Big Bang Theory episode when she goes to the Comic-Con for that terrible movie that she was in, and then Leonard is, like, the money collector for, like, the pictures, and then he also has to take all the pictures of all the nerds drooling over her?
I mean, that was...
And asking her to be in a bikini. It's incredible. Oh my god.
Watch that episode. I love it. That was pretty much what I did.
A great episode.
That was pretty much what I did at Anaheim. Like, because there were a lot of days where I walked.
And it definitely goes into
a lot of days where I walked around with Sam, and people would come up and want a picture with her. And I probably took, I kid you not, 200 pictures, I feel like, for her on the show floor, all of Anaheim. It was literally all I did when I was walking around with her.
All right, so that is going to wrap up our episode tonight of our Star Wars Celebration London 2023 preview episode. We're going to be coming to you not live from London, but we're going to be doing some episodes from London. We'll get Dennis, we'll call him our stateside correspondent, to chime in some of those episodes. Of course, we're going to be bringing you videos. We're going to be bringing you pictures from Celebration, you know, all the announcements, everything that you guys need to know as Star Wars fans. We're going to be there on the con floor, giving it to you guys in pretty much real time, except for maybe 6 hours behind, because, you know, we're going to be time traveling 6 hours ahead of you guys. So that's going to do it for tonight. Make sure you swing by our social media pages, our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram. Make sure you follow us at Jawa Jabber or at Jabbering Jawas. Send us an email to get featured on a future episode. And like I said, that's going to do it for tonight's episode. For Kynobi, Matt the Radar Technician, Dennis the Phantom Menace, and myself, I am your Supreme Leader, David Wren. Thank you as always for tuning in, and may the Force be with you always.
This is the way.
This is the way.